Last week we were learning Simen Ayin Beis. I'd like to go to Simen Ayin Gimel because the Pratim, the rest of Simen Ayin Beis are complex and not so nogea ledina. Simen Ayin Gimel is the halachas of din tefilas kelim, the din that a person has to tevel kelim. Just today I bought some salt shakers. You have to tevel a salt shaker. Huh? I can't hear.
Base kibble,
yeah, it holds those things. I tabled it. Of course, if you make a bracha, you have a salt shaker. So I tabled it without a bracha. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see what it says in Klai and Gil. Okay, didn't feel as Caleb. Ksiv, beklei Midyan. It's a deraisa. It's by some Caleb. It says by the Caleb of Midyan. This is in Parshas Matos, after the battle against Midyan, and they got the booty. So they got all kinds of valuable items. Aches HaZov, it lists five metals. What are the five metals? Gold, silver, copper, the valuable metals. Iron and lead. Those are the five metals that are listed in the Chumash. Kol HaShiyoveh Be'esh Taviru Be'esh. Whatever you use on a fire, you kasher, still by kashering, by putting it to a fire, v'toyer. Ach, but even if you kasher it, b'mei nida yischata, you have to tevel it in water that a nida is tevel in, which is a mikveh. You have to tevel a keli, if it's made out of one of the five metals, you have to tevel it. Hapasik zelei ma'ri b'taharas keli b'tumasan. This is not talking about a keli that's tamei. Shein lucha tuma sha'ila alidei ha'esh, because that has nothing to do with going into a fire. Elo kachashe medaber mehech shekeli me'isuran. So about taking a keli and kashering it, ayide libun ayhagola, whether through fire or hot water, b'ksiv v'toyer, hoysev l'hotara acheres v'yatfila. So it adds the idea of tevelling, u'mefarash akasev shetzarech l'tevelai b'mikvah aymayon. You have to have it either in a mikvah or in a fresh spring of water, sheesh by memsah, Shiroi l'nida litfol bay. Even though a keli is small, you would think you could tevel on something smaller, but it has to be a full mikvah, a memsa mikvah. Kach siv, memsa is 191 gallons. That's our estimation of it. L'cheik siv ach b'mei nidar, hakosiv hazeh mayri b'kli suda. And this pasuk is talking about kelim that I used at a meal. L'ksiv taviru ba'esh. Like it's the tathis of Shekasher and Faye, Derech Leshtamish Bekelem Al Eish, Elo Beklei Suda. What do you use in fire? Something you prepare for a meal. The Chazinon. The Fila Achar Libun. If the Yer Yikasher, Hitzruch HaKos of Tvila, Yadinon, the Huadin Chadoshim. Huadin Nu Kelem, the Achar Libun, Hariyem Chadoshim. But only Kelem that come from a guy. Kelem that come from a guy, whether they're new, whether you kasher them, you have to tevel them. Bekima the tefila zu akochach einay mitzar hatoma. It doesn't mean it became tame. The mlein came belafach yedin and the tzrichin the tefila mishum tome. Torah said earlier you have to kavel kelim that are tame. Kelabeli kreel ala kasev hitzrich tefila the kelim shiaytzim mishosakum mishus Israel dumyo deger shiaytzim mishosakum mishus Israel. So it's an arichus of a lashon in the Chachmas Adam to explain the pasuk. Ulechein I feel lishtamish by tzaynein also belay tefila. I don't know why people have this conception that you're allowed to use things once without tevelling. There's no source for that. You're allowed to use things one time without tevelling. It's not true. Okay, but then, here we're talking about things, I'm saying things that are made, that you had, that require tefillah, to use it once without tefillah, people say you're allowed to use it once without tefillah, they confuse that with disposable kelim made to use once, you don't have to tevel. So people confuse it and they think that all kelim you're allowed to use once. I think that's probably where it comes from. So it's interesting, when you get Mishlach Manis, you get chocolates in a glass. So it's an interesting shaila. We had the shaila in Kehila, whether we should require the stores to table them beforehand on that. Well, Mati started to mention that things that are clay schaira, you don't use them at your table. You have them to sell. You're selling them, you're putting food in them and selling them with food in them. The idea that clay schaira, commercial kelim, are part of tefillah, there is such an opinion. Such an opinion in the Taz. And even though most Paiskim don't hold that way, the Maisa, there is such an opinion. And what? You do title, okay. Kila requires that the store's title. But oh, so I mean, Kila requires the stores, the restaurants to title, that's what I mean. Good. But the, if you go to Ol Nuts and they titled it, they create a suffix. Because what good is the tefillah since when they titled it, it was still klei schaira. If they title it before it becomes a kli achila, so it's a, it, if you hold that klei schaira are potter, it's a double-edged sword. Because it's potter, so it's good news. But it's also bad news because then if you title it, if Ol Nuts titles it and they sell it, it has a sticker, it says titled, it's questionable if that's good enough because when they titled it, it was not a keli that was made to take to the table. It was a keli made to do commercial business with.
That's the person who gets it, uses it the first time. And then it's not titled. So
yeah, well, if you get things with food in it, you can remove the food from it. You have to remove it in one shot, I guess. But the Ramesh held, you have to take it off all right away. Ramesh held, if you get untitled keli with food, you have to remove it right away. Ramesh holds, you have to remove it. He says, if you're in a restaurant and they serve you food on a, I guess it would have to be a glass plate, you have to take it out of the plate. You can't eat it from the plate because you're not supposed to use it on table keli. If it's China, you could use it. What? Oh, we didn't get the glass yet. You're right. Okay, we're struzing beforehand. Minat Torah, you only have to table metal. We'll talk about glass shortly. The Rabbanan said you have to table glass as well. So the case of a can, Ramesha writes, a can is sold not as a keli. A can is sold as a, he calls it a klipa, as a peel. So it's not really sold to be a keli. When Ol Nuts says that they're cheap kelim, you're right, but sometimes they have fancy platters that people pay, spend money on. By me, I tell people, just give me a lot of chocolate. I don't care what the platter looks like. As much chocolate as possible, that's good. But they give you a couple pieces of chocolate, his fancy plate.
I was with Yaakov. It said if you go to a place that didn't type of, you could still use it there.
You see, once food is in a plate, you can't use the forks and knives, but once it's in a plate, there's a logic to say, well, once it's there, you have to remove it. Why do you have to remove it all in one shot? You know, eat them one at a time. You're also removing it. They're such a svara. So, okay. That's the issue. Now, yeah. I think someone has to bring some in tomorrow so we can experiment.
You know where the shot is? Even though there's no chiv at that time, why can't
you still tovel it? Make a chumra that you're titling it, and then it'll be, I'd say, for the time when eventually there might be a requirement. Why can't you do it?
Because you can't title it before it's obligated in tefillah. Before it has an obligation to be titled, if you title it, you're not doing anything.
Why does Ol Nuts title it?
They don't.
No.
I said if they did and put a label, it would create a suffix.
Anybody goes to a lounge or a hotel.
No, it's owned by Goyim. That's why they're owned by Goyim. That's why it's not a problem. It's owned by Jews. It would be an issue. If they are, then you get the issue with the Kalim. Yeah. One of the most fascinating questions is why the Torah lists all five types of metals. Why doesn't the Torah say all metal Kalim? You tivel. I say gold and silver and copper and lead and iron. Those are the five. So the truth is that Rabbi Yaakov writes about aluminum. Aluminum was an element that was discovered later on the periodic table. They line it up, but it's on the bottom. It's a sixth metal that didn't exist in the time of Chazal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that there's a sixth one coming down the pipes, said he's going to write metal, you're going to think you have to table aluminum. So Rabbi Yaakov says it could be that's why it lists it, to specifically exclude aluminum from Tefillah D'Oraisa. However, it would still need tefillah midrabbanan. The rabbanan say anything similar to metal needs tefillah. So if you had an aluminum pot or something like that, the aluminum disposables up potter. But the aluminum, if you had something made solid out of aluminum, a solid pot or do they make aluminum utensils? I don't know if they make it.
We have to put out a flyer that anybody goes out on a date in any of these lounges and they may be owned by Jews, they can't drink.
Well, why does it have to do with flyers?
So we have to let the people know.
You should announce that if it's not what you're supposed to do, how do you find out if it's owned by Jews? What do you, there are very few that are owned by Jews.
One second. No.
Very few.
Very few. You go to the Brooklyn Marriott.
It's owned by Jews?
Of course it's owned by, what's his name? They put Shabbos locks because of it, even though they didn't feel they needed it, he felt that he's, I don't know if he's from, but he's a semi-from person.
Okay, anyway, back to the halacha. We have... anything you want to know about hotels, we'll find out here. but again, the five types of metal need tefillah min ha-Torah. Now, he goes on. V'davka kli matchis tzarech tefillah. K'diksiv zav v'chesed. Avo kli cheretz v'kli etze tzarech tefillah. If you have a wooden or a earthenware utensil, it does not require tefillah. Omnom. However, Chachamim tiknu tefila l'klei zchuchis. Midrabanan, glass requires tefila. Kivin dehem shavim b'miktsas l'klei barzel. They have certain characteristics that they share with metal. Dim nishtabru yesh lem takana shiocha lahatichan. That if they're broken, if you break a klei cheres, china, there's nothing you can do with china. But metal or iron could be put back into the kiln and be fixed. Who are the kli chayfetz cheres hamitzupin be'ever b'fnim? They don't make these anymore. But kli cheres that had a lead inside, it was lined with lead. Shekayrin glazert, glazed. Avol mitzupin be'bechutz ein tzarch tefila v'yesh patru kli cheres afilu hamitzupin. Now, there's a big argument about glazed with glass, about china that's glazed with glass. If it's a layer of glass, then l'chayr it should need tefillah. However, today, most glazing, to my understanding, is a painted on glaze. It's not glass. It's not a coating of glass. Remember the old restaurants had these heavy, very heavy, plates? I'm talking about Crown Restaurant on, 13th Avenue. Remember Crown? Bashka. Yeah. So Crown Restaurant, they had like 30% of people paying and 70% they gave free meals to all kinds of people. So anyway, they had very heavy, that was real glass. It was coated with glass. And most places can hold it, needs to be tevil. Today's glazed kalim don't need tefillah. However, Corel has to be tevil'd because Corel is manufactured the same way that glass is. It's in the glass family. And Rabbi Heinemann writes in his Star K that you should table it with a bracha. I don't know if everyone agrees with it, but everyone agrees that Corel has to be tabled. Because it's not china, even though in many ways it seems similar to china, it's not. China itself is earthenware, and even if it's today's glazing, does not obligate it in tefillah. Getting back, so we said glass is similar in some of its characteristics to metal, and therefore you have to tevel it. Ulechein hakayda klei suda min hanachri. If you buy utensils for food utensils from a guy, afilu chadashim and hein klei matches a klei schuches matfila and mavarech. Shekidish Shabbos says if it's ivano matfilas kelim, you make a bracha. Eiver, and if they're earthenware that has a lead coating, matvul b'lay bracha, you do without a bracha, it's a machlaikis. Ibe klei matchis, yishonim, shenishtabish ben anachri, if the tray, if tzarech lashir and tchila, first you have to kasha them, de libunai hagola, whatever method, kedin hech shekelim, asurim, v'akach matfilim, But if you toivel the keli when it's still trey, if have a toivel of shares biyadai, it doesn't work. Some say b'di'evit, if you toivel it before kashering it, it's good. Now the question of plastic utensils, I don't mean disposables, like a cereal bowl is plastic, or some spatulas are made out of plastic. The question of plastic is a debated question, because plastic also can be fixed. You can melt it back together when it cracks. The question is whether it's chayiv in tefillah. In America, virtually all the paiskim hold that it's potter from tefillah. I don't think anybody, except maybe me, tovels their plastic kelim. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a split. There are those who obligate tefillah. I think Rabbi Vadya, says you do need tefillah. And the others will say you don't need tefillah. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chilek. Rav Palm held that plastic needs tefillah, which is why I try to tevel. I mean, it only comes up with a few spatulas, and sometimes you have a salt shaker that's plastic, and cereal bowls are really where it comes up. The cereal bowls are plastic.
Cheap stuff.
I buy cheap stuff all the time. We have cereal bowls for years and years. You table it once, you have it forever, big deal. And they need to. Rav Palm's raya, it depends on lomdus, is the following shaila. When Chazal made a gzeira on glass, did they make the gzeira on glass? Plastic is not glass. Or did they make the gzeira on anything that's similar to metal and its characteristics? In other words, what was the form of the gzeira? We don't make new gzeiras today. But what was the, if the gzeira is glass, it's not glass. If gzeira is anything similar, then it's similar. Rav Palm's raya was from a tshuva sayayivitz, which is brought in the Pisrei Tshuva, who talks about, what's the material, the old white sinks, what are they made out of?
Porcelain.
So Rabbi Yagan talks about porcelain if it needs tefillah. If it's similar to metal, it's not similar to metal. So it seems from there clear from Yaakov M that if it is similar to metal, it would need, even though porcelain is not metal. So that was Rav Palm's raya, and alright, so he helped the time.
Much earlier than plastic.
Yeah, but it wasn't Xer. Xer was on metal. It was on glass. Porcelain's not glass. Why should you need tefillah on a fruit bowl? The only reason you would need tefillah on a fruit bowl is if they washed it with a tray for sponge and with hot water. That's the only way it would need tefillah. Because the fruit is not... I mean, that's the only reason it would need kashering. You ask why it needs tefillah or why it needs kashering? The question is, why can't you toivel the keli before you kasher it? You can use it cold. Okay, the Shulchan Chazal said, the Shulchan says, now that you use it cold, so you might use it hot. But only sometimes the derech to use hot. You're right. A fruit bowl is not the derech to use hot. Okay, so this is the din of the materials that need tefillah. Let's see if we can see bays. Give me that tefillah who mishum shenichsel kedushas Yisrael. Since the tefillah is entering, the object is entering into a Jewish possession, L'chayim seicher oishayel kli menachri ain't tzarech tefillah. If you borrow or rent, you don't have to tell. L'shein ibalei l'shusai. V'mashkin nachri eitzel Yisrael. Today it's not common. They used to have a mashkin. A guy would borrow money and he'd pawn his silverware. By Yisrael mishtamish by, the Jews using it. If it looks like the guy intends to leave it in the Jews' possession, now this is the big taina. Some people sell kelim to Goyim in order to pater it from tefillah, which is an eitzah. Rabbi Abalski held that the Keurig machines you should give it to a guy, it should become a guy's, and then you don't have to title it. The kasha is from this. Here it says, even if something belongs to a guy, but he left it in the Jew's possession so long Shishtakeya, the yad you saw that, do we forget it's a guy's ton tefillah bebracha, shirashav kilu machray. So this is the taina that it really becomes the yitz again. Imlav, afilu vaday, imlav, if the guy's gonna take it back, afilu vaday, if then, yitvena blay bracha, the mashkin day miktsas lamecher. A mashkin is like a mecher. What way is a mashkin like a mecher? There's a line from Reb Chaim Brisker, written in Yiddish. Reb Baruch Ber wrote it in Yiddish in the Sefer Yonis Elam, which in the yeshiva world, I remember when I spoke it out, I told them at the end that you see, you learn three words of Yiddish in my class. Reb Chaim says, if you borrow money from someone, and you give him a mashkin, you give him a metal keli to hold. You borrow $1,000, you give him a silver wine decanter. So, the halacha is, if Shemitah passes, the chayv is not nishmat. Why not? So Reb Chaim said, in the mashkin, lick the chayv. Because when you give someone a mashkin, you're really paying the chayv back on a condition. I'm giving you this back in payment on the condition that if I come up with cash, you have to return it to me. In the mashkin, lick the chayv. So, in that sense, when you give someone a mashkin, you're really giving him the thing. He really owns it. He owns it conditionally. And therefore, since in the mashkin lick the chayv, therefore, he's saying you should table it at least without a bracha. If you have a mashkin, even if the guy plans to claim it back, the mashkin kedai mekitzas lamecher, as like buying it. Afal bikeinu machakach nishtakeach biyadai yazi yitfenu b'lay bracha. Kosh kenu lebesayv hutzach Yisrael lahisif oid ma'is lanachri. Avur akli, if he gives him a mashkin and the Jew adds money for the value of the mashkin, have a kilu kanai. Every pawn shop is that way. Ashav. Avur shikvar. So you get a mashkin, you tevel it, and then when he finally says, okay, forget it, I'm not claiming it, you have to tevel it again, because the suffix of it needed tefillah in the first place. Now, so this is a discussion, it doesn't come up, we don't really run pawn shops or have these things. What's interesting is that the Taz asks, how are you allowed to use the mashkin the guy gave you, your ganav? Ganav, what's that to use a mashkin? The mashkin is not given to you, Aldasi, to use it. It's not given for you to use, it's given to guarantee it alone. When the time is up and you're claiming it, okay. But as long as it's a mashkin, how do you use it? The Taz screams gevalt, it's gezalakum. Gezalakum is us. Kur Chai Briska is like a mecher, yeah. It's really a conditional mecher. When you get a mashkin, you're not really supposed to. Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're having a. It's like you own it, but on condition. Okay. Anyway, this is the introduction to the halachas of Tfilas Kelim. We're up to Gimel.